Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And today's show is on using sound to love yourself. You know, until you love yourself, it's hard to love others. And the more you love yourself, the more you love others. So the intention is to love yourself completely and fully. So we hold that frequency now. Before we get started, let me tell you about what's going on here at the school. We've got coming up on May 19th. My phone's getting out a bit. Here we go. Let me fix it here. Coming up on May 19th, we've got the next semester of the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program in sound healing and sound therapy. It's three nights a week and some weekends, and it's 3.5 months. And that's, you know, a lot of different instructors. We also have, besides May 19th, we also have the summer intensive. So you could fly in and do 2 weeks from June 8th to the 21st. And if you want to come back for the second half, you could do August 3rd to the 15th. And that makes up the whole certificate program, which, again, is the first semester of the degree program. That's 2 weeks every day and night, 10 to 9:30 every day for 2 weeks in June and in August. And you can also stay here at the school. We actually let people stay in the school. We don't have beds or showers, but there's GEMS and YMCA is really close by where you can go take a shower. And it's only $200 for the entire time here to stay here. The intensive itself is like $1,485, but you can get a discount if you pay in full by next week. And then the second half is $1,000, actually. So it's like about $2,500, whereas the certificate here for the 3.5 month program is $2,300. And again, you get a discount if you pay in full by next week. So that's the sound healing program. We also have the certificate and associate degree in sound healing audio production. It's not necessarily sound healing. It's just how do you do audio production to make your music more powerful and more effective, so it affects people in a deeper way, physically, mentally, with brainwave entrainment, emotionally as well, and even spiritually. So you can use frequencies and tones and timbres and musical intervals, a full range of things to make your music even more powerful and learn how to run the equipment as well. So that starts May 19th here at the school, although, and that's a 3.5 month program, or we have the intensive audio program from June 24th to August 1st. And if you've wanted to fly in, you could actually do the sound healing program, and then in between the June and August, you could do the audio program if you wanted to do both between the two intensives. So that's happening. We also have all of these programs online. They start, actually, you could start this week or just about every 2 weeks, but the April 15th is the next start time that's coming up right now. And that's the certificate and the associate degree in sound healing starting April 15th, or you can do the certificate only in audio recording. And those work really well online. We get really high. We've got people from all over the world, so it's really cool. We're kind of surrounding the planet when we do toning and chanting and mantras and voice healing. And then you do a lot of practicing on your friends and neighbors. But it's really effective, really. People have gone through major transformations, even though it's online. It's with live instructors. Or if you can't make the live times, you could actually watch the videos, and we can do check-ins every so often. If you have any interest, you can call me at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. The website is soundhealingcenter.com. It has all the information. We have some events coming up as well. Let's see, May 18th, Sunday, May 18th, we have an open house. And that's 1 to 6 p.m. We do a lot of meditations. We also have coming up at the end of August the retreat at Mount Shasta. We I've done it every year, and it's very effective, a beautiful place, and of course, it's in the energy of Mount Shasta. So that's two, or you can even do, we even do a meditation on the third day, and it's only $140, I think, right now, until May 1st. And so you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com. It's a two-day in sound healing intensive in Mount Shasta. But now, the other thing we just booked is we have a big sound healing conference, international sound healing conference, the fourth one we've done. And this one is September 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's here in San Francisco. Actually, it's in Oakland. In a beautiful place, there's a place that's got its own private park, garden park, on the fifth floor of the building. And so it's partially indoors, partially outdoors. And so it's going to be a big festival and concerts every night, all four nights. And so we'll have that up on the website within a week or so. And it's, again, September 26th to the 29th. So you can start planning for that, fly in, and we'll have hotel rooms available and everything. And people from all over the world will be flying in as presenters to be able to do presenting. Some really powerful stuff we've done in the previous conferences. Okay, so that's the different stuff happening. Of course, we have all our treatments here in the treatment center that we do, everything from tuning forks to voice to crystal bowls. We also do assessments of your frequency, your main frequency, where you can be at peace. We do assessments with voice analysis, and we do this online as well. And then we have the store at soundoflove.com. Go to soundoflove.com, and you'll find every sound healing instrument you could imagine. And a lot of it's all online as well as our physical store here. Okay. The sound of love. The love, sound of loving yourself is really the essence of today's show. And it's really, you know, about resonance. I mean, you can do it two ways. You can send love to yourself, or you can simply resonate love. It's interesting. I always was kind of confused with the term loving yourself. I mean, if you're loving yourself, who is loving who? You know, it's like the term is loving yourself. Well, it's interesting. You can send love from your consciousness to yourself, or you can send love to your own heart. And so it's like you're sending, from your point of awareness, you're sending love to your whole system. You can send love to your whole physical body, or you can send love to your whole emotional body. You could send love to your mind. You could send love to your whole being. You could send love to your soul. And it's really interesting when you do that. So let's do it now. Okay? Just send love to yourself silently. Now, bring love into your heart and resonate love and just be love. Now, if this love that you are, if it had a frequency or a note, listen for it and make it out loud, and then send the sound that you're making to your system. Okay? First, let's try that. Send that sound to your heart. So first, feel love in your heart, and then make a sound like this and send it to your heart. I'll do it too. Whatever note comes out is perfect. Now what's interesting is to send love to your whole being. It's funny, though. For some reason, I make a higher note when I do that to my whole being. now, this is interesting, send love to your soul, whatever you believe that is. Send love to your soul with a sound. Feels good. Now, now that we've resonated it a bit in ourselves, let's go ahead and send it to everybody listening to this show right now. Send it to everybody listening. And don't forget to receive it. The more you love yourself, the more you can send to others. And the big problem is a lot of people have been told they're not good enough. You know, sometimes, I mean, I actually, when I was growing up, my parents were alcoholics, and they, like, were trying to kill each other a lot, right? But they didn't tell me that I wasn't good enough. They said I could be anything I wanted to be. And I once went to adult children of alcoholics, because my parents were really bad alcoholics. And I said, well, my childhood was really bad. But everyone else said my childhood was really bad, and my parents told me I was a piece of shit and I would never be anything. My parents never did that. And because of that, I've never been depressed. And so a lot of people are dealing with these messages from their parents that they're not good enough. And it can even be unspoken. But even worse, well, maybe not even worse, but very bad also, is the media. I mean, advertise. You don't have to go one block or two blocks down the street to see a sign that says you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You need this product. I mean, the basis of advertising is you're not good enough. And it's rampant. It's everywhere. It's in the media. And not only that, it's in our language. Our language is fraught with judgment. Better or worse. Better or worse. Better or worse. Are you better or worse? And it's also, it's our entire society is fraught with competition. You know, our schools are totally about competition, you being better or worse. And so many people get screwed up from being worse, you know, not having good enough grades. And then they get this inferiority thing going on. It's so crazy. I mean, there's a great book by Lynn McTaggart called The Bond. And she talks about how this competition is not only in our schools, but it's in the way we talk to people. It's in business, of course. I mean, everybody's you know trying to be better than others. It's also even in our status in the neighborhood. You know, people have certain cars or certain clothes or certain things to make them better or worse. It's this big thing of competition that completely makes us feel not good enough. And it gets in our system. And the truth is, it's bullshit. It's wrong. It's not true. It's an illusion. We are perfect, pure, beautiful spirits in every way. And that's the essence of who we are. I remember once I was doing drugs years ago, And I got this epiphany. Happens on drugs. When you get a thought, it becomes epiphany. And the thing was, I realized I am doing my best to be a really kind, considerate, good person. I'm really doing my best. I work at it. You know, I want to be the best person I can. And when I realized that, it was like, I'm a really good person. But I realized that just about everybody is doing that. There's very few people that aren't doing it. The only people who aren't doing it are ones that are forgotten or are lost. They're just lost. They've forgotten who they are. They're lost. So, you know, just about everybody's trying to be a good person. So we're all really great. But the core essence of who we are is perfection, of perfect spirit that is the essence of love. That's who we really are. So a large part of it is really about turning around these negative beliefs, these limiting beliefs, these beliefs that are resonating a frequency out into the world that totally draw in all this negativity to us. They draw in these challenges and conflicts that happen and that we keep happening in our lives because we're going, we're not good enough. And then spirit goes, okay, we'll bring situations and people around to really resonate that. And then we get into these challenges and conflicts. And it's huge. I mean, it's embedded in us. I mean, not only from parents and society, but also from past lives, parents and society and past lives. You know, it can be really deep in us. So the whole trick is how to resonate and change these negative beliefs, and sound is really cool for doing this. Okay. Let's take a little break and just resonate love of who we are. So let's play Unconditional Love, the 6-minute version of Unconditional Love. And this song is all about resonating universal, unconditional love in your heart, the essence of who you are. So just let's do active listening where you resonate this love in your heart while listening to this song. You know, there are so many ways that we can be not good enough. And the trick is to really pin down exactly that limiting belief that you have within you. And then turn it around and make the sound of the opposite to start transforming that vibration in your system. So let me go through a whole list of negative beliefs and see which ones resonate with you here. And then we'll play with some of them and turn them around and resonate the opposite with sound. Okay. So first of all, the most common one says just I'm not good enough. And it can be probably the most common negative belief on the planet. It's just very general, I'm not good enough. Just that feeling you're not good enough. But it could be, I'm not smart enough. Good things never happen to me. I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. Life is never easy. I'm an incompetent person or bad person. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not tall enough, short enough. I'm not the right body type. I'm not fit or athletic enough. I'm not the correct weight. I don't have enough hair. You know, got too much hair, whatever. I'm not spiritual enough. I'm too emotional. Or I'm not emotional enough. I don't feel enough. I'm a simple person, incapable of great things. Note which one of these resonate with you. I'm not worthy of spirit or enlightenment. I'm not pure enough to help heal others. A lot of people hold that one. I'm not caring or loving enough. I am not lovable. I don't deserve to be loved. I cannot trust anyone. I'm always exploited by others. People are often jerks or assholes. I'm so afraid of being judged by others all the time. It's a huge one right there. I know it's big in me, but I think it's one of our biggest fears of being judged by others all the time. A lot of people have that, I think. I always screw up relationships once I start to get close. People don't see my value. I'm invisible. As far as wealth, there's money is the root of all evil. If I have a lot of money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money, but when others are starving, I don't deserve to be rich. I need to compete with other people to succeed in life. It's tough to make money, and I'm not clever enough to even to run my own business. Whenever I make money, a lot of money, I lose it. And rich people are bad. I always have some health issue going on. I'm never completely healthy. I don't deserve to be healthy. I don't have it together enough to be healthy. I'm an emotional mess most of the time. Life sucks and you just grow old and die. I'm not capable of healing myself. Not capable of healing myself. I am not pure enough or higher enough consciousness to help or heal others. I don't deserve it all, health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. I am too critical of myself and others. So you can then turn these around. Now, you got to turn them around in a way that your subconscious believes it. You can't just say, I am really smart, you know, if you don't think you're really smart. But you can say, I am, how can you say it? Let's see. I have access to all the information in the world at any time. I am perfect just the way I am. Okay? So then you make the sound of that. Like this. I am perfect just the way I am. in with me. Let's choose a few of these and then do the positive aspect. Okay. I am pure enough to help others. So there are a lot of people believe that they can't heal themselves or they can't heal others because they're not pure enough energy. So say, I am pure enough. I'm a pure, perfect spirit in every way and totally pure enough to help others. So make the sound of that. Really bring it into your system, the truth of it. I'm not loving enough. Even though I'm quite loving, I feel I'm not loving enough. Sometimes too critical of people. But the truth is, I'm trying to be loving as much as I possibly can. And my essence is love. So I'm totally loving enough. Let's make the sound of that positive aspect. One that I've heard people say, I am not lovable. You're totally lovable. I am the essence of love and totally lovable. Oh, let's do this one because I have this one. And a lot of people have, I think it's one of the biggest fears. Well, there's some people who don't have this, but check this out. I'm afraid of being judged by others. Of being, actually, I feel totally afraid of being made to be not good enough by others. Because I feel it's really important to not feel, to never feel not good enough. So if when people judge me, I'm often I find that to be a problem. And then, you know, I react to it, okay? I think that's quite common when we get judged by, it's one of the most difficult things, especially to be judged wrongly, where you know what they're saying is wrong, and even worse, to be judged wrongly publicly. Oh my God, you know, to have someone damage your reputation publicly when you know it's wrong? I mean, that's like, really, it's so bad. You know, I know of, I was best friends with the keyboard player for James Brown's band. I recorded James Brown's band in the studio, and I got to be best friends with the keyboard player. And there was a thing that happened where his friends and family got something wrong, and they blamed him for doing something really bad. And the whole neighborhood and all his friends and family turned against him. And within 6 months, he was dead from cancer. It's horrible. So it's really important to not take on this judgment and say, regardless of what other people are saying, I am perfect and in every way, in my spirit and my soul. I might make mistakes, but I'm perfect in every way. I'm a perfect, pure spirit. So let's make the sound of that one. Feeling of the truth that you're perfect pure spirit in every way into your body. Then there's the whole thing about money, you know. It's like, it's not right for me to have a bunch of money when people are starving. But, you know, here's the deal. It's, you can't help others if you don't take care of yourself first. And the trick is to have the money come through you to help others. So it's perfectly right on to take care of yourself and to bring money through you to help others. Let's make the sound of that. Abundance is God's will. Thank you. is the key, is whenever you feel not good enough, insecure about anything, feel judged, look at yourself and look at if you can find the negative belief in you that is resonating at that time. And it could be any one of these areas, you know, health, wealth, relationships, you know, just your physical being. It could be your emotional being, your mental being. Just look at what the negative limiting belief is that you're holding. And then, if you have time, turn it around and make the sound. You can even do it silently. Make the sound of the opposite. You know, if you've got like a talk in front of a big group, you know, and you're a little scared, turn it around and go, okay, I have complete confidence for doing this talk, and make the sound. Whoa! Right? And resonate that confidence of who you are, and then you're totally ready to go do it. So also, if you've got any negative beliefs, the trick is to there's not generally, you know, you might have 5 or 6. Turn them around and make the sound of them throughout the day, for the next week, you know, or even for a month. It's very cool because then you start resonating the truth that you are perfect, pure spirit inside, and all of these negative limiting beliefs are just illusions. That's the truth. And you get that frequency inside you of being the pure, perfect spirit in every way. Working with, you know, all the trials and tribulations and conflicts and challenges that we are given in order to help us learn to be at peace and to be able to deal with them without losing our center of our soul, for that matter. So it's really cool to play with this and practice it. And because then once you, if you can get that belief turned around as a frequency inside you, then all of your relationships change, all of your whole work and your career changes, and your health can often change drastically. Because now you're resonating that you are good enough. It's very cool. There's a couple other things you can do that are really cool. And one is to hug yourself and say, I love you, to yourself over and over. Just hug yourself and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Try that. Hug yourself now and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I really love you. I really love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then again, to turn that into a sound with the energy of I love you. I love you. So make the sound of I love you to your system. Very cool. You know, what you can do is also take yourself out for dinner, or what's really cool, if you like, buy yourself flowers. Give yourself flowers for how much you love yourself. It's interesting in our society because loving yourself is often thought of as an egotistical thing. But it's not. It's not at all. Loving yourself is the beginning of loving everyone else. It's the whole deal. Totally love yourself and resonate that love within. I want to play another song, and this song is about resonating love in the heart. And it's got the heartbeat in it. So while listening to this, again, as we started out, send love to your own heart. This is his heart.
Thank you.
So the whole deal is resonating that love that you are, loving yourself, and knowing that you are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. You are love. And hold that frequency. Hold that energy through the evening, through the rest of the weekend. It's not that hard, through the whole week, through weeks ahead, months ahead, even the rest of your life. You are love.